Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in. Hello, Mexicans.
Hello, dear friends.
Good to be connected.
As always.
So today I wondered if we could explore the topic of relationships. I know both from my experience personally and also from listening to others that this can be such an area of challenge for us, as well as being an area of total joy. And so I just wondered, what is your perspective on relationships to kick us off?
From our perspective, we would say relationships have much to offer in terms of raising of awareness and understanding oneself, given that the other or others in the relationship are acting as mirrors for your own energy. The tendency is for the human self to blame another when the relationship may not be as it would like it to be. And thoughts such as, if only this other person would be, and then fill in the blank, whatever characteristic it deems necessary. And of course, it is extremely unlikely that that other will change to fit with the ego's expectations of them. And so there is something about looking to oneself. For example, if there is some trait, some habit or behavior that the other does or says, if this is annoying to the human self, it is worthwhile being curious about why that is so annoying. Because not everyone would find it annoying. And therefore, the annoyingness is not inherent in what they are doing. It is in the reaction of themselves to whatever it is that is going on. And this is an opportunity to inquire within. What is it that is so annoying about that? Perhaps there is an opportunity to create the experience of that in a different way, a more peaceful way, a less judgmental way, a more loving way.
And perhaps before we explore that, Mexicans, you know, something that you said a little earlier about relationships acting as a mirror for our energy and that the ego blames others. See, the thing is that for humans, it does seem a lot of the time like it is the others. Like the ego can be utterly convinced it is the others. And I know for myself that it has been such a practice to begin to look in a different direction and to see it all as a mirror rather than that person is really annoying.
We would not deny that others, apparent others, can be experienced as annoying. And if a person is experiencing another as annoying, there is a choice, and the choice would be to not have that person in their life and to go and find somebody else annoying instead, because that is what will happen. If a person is annoyed by their boss or their partner or whoever it is, their next door neighbor, if it was their next door neighbor, they would move house and they would find their new next door neighbor annoying as well. And then they might move again and find they've got another neighbor that's really annoying. And eventually they will spot the common denominator. It is not a coincidence that all these annoying people live next door to them. It is that they are experiencing them in that way. So yes, it does look like it is the others. And yet, there is a possibility that they might not be as annoying as the human ego would experience them.
Yeah, I know for me that it took many years to realize that the apparent others that kept showing up with the same qualities were actually mirroring to me the energy I was being.
And what the human mind, the ego, tends to do is, if there is a particular habit or behavior that they find annoying, they will find evidence to say, I am not like that. I do not leave the top off the toothpaste. I always put the top back on the toothpaste. Therefore, that is not mirroring back something to me. And we would say it is not about the content. It is about the energy. And so there might be some equivalent energetic example that isn't about that specific thing, but it will be an energy that will show up somewhere for them, and they are not acknowledging it. They are projecting their judgment of themselves onto the other.
So two things occur to me when you say that, Mexicans. Firstly, that the ego that judges can then also feel bad that it's judged the other, which is another layer of judgment. And so I wonder if you would have anything to say about that before I share about the second thing.
This is an example of how the ego judges, and it does not just judge others, apparent others, it judges itself also. And therefore, anything that happens is material for the ego to judge another or itself. And the journey for the ego is to learn to accept, to learn to allow others to be who they are, and fundamentally to allow itself to be as it is with all of its flaws. Because to be human is to have flaws. There are no perfect humans, and yet at the same time, every human is perfect because it is a perfectly unique expression of Great Spirit in form.
And I love that because, of course, you set up the second point that I wanted to say beautifully, which is, so living with Andy, and of course there are times this ego judges him, and I have learned to really explore that when it comes up. I can have fun, like, really judging him. So let me be clear. What I mean by that is I take myself off and I allow myself to really explore. I really allow the ego to have its say. I allow it to tell me everything that it has to say about what it thinks he should have done or not done or said or not said and what it makes that mean about him. Because I know now that sitting in that space, I get to learn more about me. And that in learning more about me and the energy I'm coming from, that actually there's an invitation there for me to release more programs and to create more freedom for myself, whilst also knowing that I too am being a mirror for him.
And this is the perfect interplay that you describe as relationships. Relationships is a word that covers much more than the people who are part of our daily experience, the people who we live with and are friendly with and are related to. It includes so many more. Even the short interactions are an opportunity to be aligned with the human self that judges and believes in a separate me and a separate you, or to have an interaction, however brief, from the perspective of the inner being, the non-physical self that is never judgmental, is always loving, and sees the oneness that exists everywhere, and would see the apparent other as themselves in form. And that would lead to a very different interaction, however short, and a different energy, a different feeling. It would leave each person feeling slightly lighter than they did before.
And I know that when I sit with the judgments that are coming up and ask the inner being to show me its perspective, I know what's emerged for me is compassion, kindness and love where there has been judgment, and also a sense of not just for the apparent other, but also for myself, which means actually for me that these become like gifts. They help us to see more. I remember when Andy and I were first hanging out that there were many, many agreeable moments that were created from the human self's point of view. And there were also some very disagreeable moments that were created from the human self's point of view. But it was all just our energy mirroring. I don't know how to describe it. How would you describe it?
When we consider relationships, there is a sense of a journey with those relationships that are longer lasting. And Sometimes relationships go through phases. They can begin aligned to a particular energy that blends the two apparently separate energies together and creates something new, something fresh. And as the relationship matures, this can go in a number of different directions. And sometimes relationships can become uncomfortable. They can run their course, and it can be time to end the relationship. And sometimes we would say that is the kindest thing to do. And sometimes it is an opportunity to reset, to communicate, and to renew what may have seemed to have gone a little stale, a little bit lifeless. And this can be a point where to bring the inner being into the equation is extremely helpful, because the human self will have various attachments, it will have insecurities, and it is difficult for the human self to know clearly what is best, what is the best course of action. And so to follow the energy, to connect with the inner being, some would say to follow one's heart would be to not consider any practical factors, but to look inside for that inner certainty about, is this something that has a future? And if so, to allow the inner being to guide and lead the way. If there is a sense that it feels done, then to do that in a loving way. So to reinvent and recreate, or to be grateful for what has been experienced together.
And I know for this ego, historically its default has been, when it was uncomfortable, it just left. And at the time, I can see that I just didn't want to continue. The idea of it, of aligning with the inner being and asking for its perspective at that point in my life, was not something I was aware of. However, I do know with Andy, what I really saw, especially at the beginning, which was when it was uncomfortable, I could see the ego go, yeah, I'm done. I'm out of here. And I began to see that this was just the ego's program for when things were uncomfortable for it. And so it has become a standing joke with Andy and I, where we both know that when things are uncomfortable for this ego, that this ego's default can be to want to run. And I know that having access to the inner being and looking to the inner being, there are times the ego will say, is it time to go? And the inner being's, no, it's not time to go. And that can really settle the ego, because it knows that it's not the decision maker here. And so what I notice by not trying to push that away and not making it the biggest thing, I no longer find myself feeling so compelled to want to leave.
So we hear you saying that to slow down is a useful practice when relationships feel challenging in any way, to react is sometimes to align with the ego, and to slow down and to really connect with who you truly are, the inner being, will give you a different perspective on what is happening, a more loving perspective. There will be more patience, more kindness.
Yeah, because I can think about relationships that I was in, but I wasn't there, because actually I was in such analysis, constant analysis and evaluation of them, that I wasn't present and available for the connection, because I was so in my head, which then of course was mirrored back to me.
Yes, because that is how this experience has been set up. That what seems to be happening in the world of form, whether within relationships or within any other aspect, is giving you information about your energy and your beliefs, what you are believing to be true about the world of form, is how you create that experience. And therefore, to change your experience of a relationship or of any other aspect of your human experience, then examine what it is you are believing. What is it that seems true and may not be?
Yeah, things like men are assholes, women take advantage, you can't trust anybody, everyone's just out for themselves. And of course, if we have these stories running, then we will bring people into our experience, which will provide the ego with the evidence that, of course, it's true. And then we can get really stuck going round and round in circles, because the more we see it, the more we see it, the more it seems real and true, and the more hopeless the ego feels.
The world of form is providing confirmation to the ego that what it believes is in fact true. And this will always be the case. And so to believe a different thought, the world of form will provide that confirmation of that truth. And so what does this tell you? What this tells you is that you are the creator of your own experience, that you can create for yourself any experience that you desire through the power of what you are believing.
So if the ego believes that it's always let down, or that relationships never work out, it's a big leap to go from that to the opposite.
Yes, and this is where we would suggest small steps. So perhaps to go from believing something to be true to seeing that this is a perspective. And so therefore, this looks true to me because I'm looking at it from this perspective. And to be open to the possibility of other perspectives, not perhaps that the ego would be ready to embrace any of those other perspectives, but just to accept that there are other ways of experiencing any aspect of the world of form, and not just a physical change of perspective, but an energetic change of perspective. And so, for example, to go from believing that the other person in this relationship has some kind of malicious intent, perhaps to soften that belief into something like, they just express themselves poorly, and perhaps they are not saying this in that way to try to upset me. They are just having difficulty expressing themselves in a loving and caring way. This is a small step, and yet would create a significantly different outcome in that situation.
Yeah, I know that when I have played with perspectives, it can really help the human self, the ego, because the ego can be so sure that its perspective is the correct one. And sometimes what I play with is not even trying to come up with other perspectives that are believable for the ego. Sometimes I just come up with as many perspectives as I can, because that in itself can sometimes loosen the ego's confidence in its perspective being absolutely the correct one.
There will always be many perspectives in any situation, and a helpful way for the human self to learn and grow is to understand that there is no true perspective. Perspective is how you are looking at something, or how you are listening to something, or how you are perceiving a certain situation. Think of the Eiffel Tower. You can have a perspective of standing 100 meters away, taking it all in. You could have a perspective of standing right at the bottom, looking up to the top. You could have a perspective being at the top of the tower, which is the right perspective. They are all equally valid. There is no right perspective. There are just different perspectives.
That's a nice analogy.
And every perspective will seem true to the person who has that perspective. That will be their truth, and they will defend it usually. And this is where difficulties arise, where humans get into ideas of right and wrong. There are just different ways of looking at matters. Relationships are such a fertile area to explore different perspectives.
And I like that you said there how we can become so defensive, because I have really learned for myself, about myself, that when I am being defensive, it's one way I know for sure that I'm aligned with the ego.
Yes, the ego's basis for the experience of being human is around separation, believing that there is a separate me and a separate you. And defensiveness is built into that way of experiencing the world, where there is a felt need to defend one's particular point of view or perspective as the correct way, the best way, the only way to look at a situation.
And when we do that, we create an experience of relationships which are just anything but joyous. we have these invitations to create these joyous connections with apparent others, and it seems that we don't enjoy them as much as we possibly could because we are so busy criticising them and wanting to change them, looking at what we don't want as a way of hoping it will bring us what we do desire. I know that there have been times with Andy that I have been able to shift my energy around him really, really quickly by stopping looking at what was pissing the ego off and just looking at what I appreciated about him. And just how quickly I could feel that shift in energy by just looking at what I appreciated, because there's much to appreciate.
We would agree. There is always much to appreciate if one is looking for something to appreciate. And if one is looking for faults, one will find those too. And so the question for the human self is, how would you like to create your experience? Would you like to have more criticism and judgment in your world, or would you prefer more ease, more joy, more love? Because you get more of what you focus on.
And then it can sometimes seem like people just change before our very eyes, when it's not them that's changed, it's us. Our energy, yes. Our perspective.
Our way of perceiving the other can change, as if by magic. And perhaps there is some magic involved. The world of energy, the non-physical dimension, is misunderstood by human minds that are looking for physical evidence and trying to understand the world of energy and non-physical perspectives. And so it is understandable that there would be some confusion, some skepticism on the part of the ego, until it can just open a little, open its mind, open its heart to the possibility that there is something going on around it that it cannot perceive and doesn't understand, and yet is having a huge impact on everything in its world, even including the body that it inhabits.
And I know for me the journey is around, although it can't perceive or understand that world of energy, the inner being does. And the ego's only job is to look to the inner being, because the ego can trust the inner being. And I haven't had an example yet of where the inner being has let the ego down.
And that builds confidence. That builds trust and eventually leads to a new understanding on the part of the human self, a greater understanding of what is happening in its experience and how it can influence what is happening and how it can have more ease with what is happening and more ease with how life is unfolding. The human self, the ego, tries to control the world of effects, and this leads to much frustration because it is impossible to control the world of effects in any meaningful way. Because what creates the world of effects is the non-physical, the world of energy. And therefore, to influence the world of effects, it is necessary to be intentional with one's energy.
And I love that, because what that reminds me of is when I am looking at another and blaming them, essentially what I am saying is I am powerless. But if I am seeing another as a mirror of the energy I am being, then I am more connected with my power, or the power of who I really am, because I am not at the mercy of the world of effects. I'm not waiting for another to change. It is about me choosing something different and then looking at the world of effects, knowing that it has to change.
Yes. It must change because the energy has changed. The energy that determines what happens in the world of form. And the human self would try to have control over how these effects change. And there is a journey for most egos to go on around allowing the effects to be as they are, allowing a sense of greater ease to be the predominant energy from which life can be enjoyed.
Thank you, Mexicans. As we bring this to a close, I just wonder if there's any final words that you have for us on the subject of relationships.
We would encourage anybody listening to this conversation to be intentional around relationships, to know how they wish to create the relationships in their lives, and to hold that intention in their heart, to put that intention out into the universe, to ask for guidance from their inner being, and to expect their experience to align with that intention.
I like that, to expect their experience to align with that intention. Thank you, Mexicans.
We flow love to you.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.